Gotcha, man. No, that's great to hear, man. And you talked a lot on that part about, you know, the ups and downs and trials and tribulations of people's life and livelihood. You know, if you care to share, what exactly, you know, you're kind of going through? Because I know even as an actor also, you know what I'm saying, it's the ups and downs. You know, sometimes you got to, you know, get those 9-to-5s or little Uber Lyft driver jobs just to keep ends meeting because the rent don't pay itself and it's coming every 30 days. That's what I'm saying? So what kind of trials and tribulations are you kind of faced with in your career at this moment?
Right now, I just think, you know, understanding, like, who I am from a general perspective. Like, I understand who I am for me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes, you know, you go on a TV show, right? Mm-hmm. And you like, yeah, I go on a TV show, did my thing or whatever. But people who watch the TV show, they have a different perception. So they're like, oh, my God, you're, like, a big fan. And, like, I'm like... And then when I see that, I'm like, really? Like, I just went on the show. Like, I'm just me. And trying to understand the way they see me and the purpose I give them. Instead of me be like, yeah, you know, I'm cool. It's like, yeah, you're cool, but you're more than cool to these people. And why are you more cool to them? What is it that they see in you? Because a lot of times, you know, I see myself every day. I'm with myself every day. So I might not see what they see because it's me. So understanding, and I think it's important for people to understand if you're in a certain lane or career or just in life, or how does your spouse see you? How does your best friend see you? Who looks up to you? And then really understanding, like, okay, I motivate people. I inspire people. Your story, your energy, you're so positive. And it's like, okay, like, I know that, but what's the impact? I don't know. I just always feel good around you, you know, and just getting more information and just challenging myself too at this point in life. I think I need to challenge myself more. You know, I had an audition two weeks ago. I had a callback for, I won't say the brand, it was a big brand. And man, you know, it felt good. You know, the director's in there laughing. You know, you feeling like, oh, this could be it, baby. You know what I'm saying? And then you like, then a week go by and a few days, and you're like, damn, like, it felt so good, but what happened? And then you hold on to the energy of that room, and it's like, let it go. Let it go. It's over with. And just, you know, another thing is accepting, like, all of me. The stuff I don't like about myself. Accepting that, like, yo, it's cool. Like, it's good. I don't like when I get mad sometimes. Like, but it's all right. You got to get mad sometimes. Like, you're not going to always be up and happy. Or accepting, like, certain family members are not going to be what you want them to be all the time. Or even friends. Or even people. And just learn to have, hold an unconditional space for yourself and others. It's life. And it's all right. So, you know, that part, you know, understanding how people view me and their perception of me so I can own more of that for myself, but just to understand, because sometimes if I'm a fan of you, right, and you're who you are, but then you treat me like, you know, I'm just, you know, I'm like, of course, you're humble and you're cool, but you have to kind of create a boundary for yourself. And I think that's what I was really trying to hit, was like the boundaries when it comes to that. I'm so nice, I'm so open to any and everybody. People take advantage of that energy. And you can't give your energy out to any and everybody all the time, because then you don't have none for yourself.
Right.
So creating boundaries for myself, challenging myself, and whole unconditional love. You know, is that those are things I want to work on and just grow in those areas.
Right. You know? No, I totally agree, man. You know, and I, to be honest, myself, I kind of find it difficult to kind of be what every individual thinks of me. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, from what I hear, the first way to fail is trying to please everybody.
Absolutely.
So I'm aware that I can't please everybody, so I only could be myself. And what you think of me, it is what it is, but it's not affecting me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel what you're saying, but I definitely encourage to you just... keep doing your thing, keep staying humble, and stay true to yourself and your goals, you know what I'm saying? The rest will fall into place. And, of course, you got to create that boundary. You can't give everybody too much of your energy or your energy at all, you know what I'm saying? And just focus on the loved ones that you have around you and the people that you know are important to you, you know what I'm saying? The
it's
people you're important to as well.
Very important to have important people around you, because when you're on TV or public figure and you out there, it's like, it's great, but it's a lot of stuff that come with it that people don't know about. And you got to stay humble. You got to stay prayed up or whatever you believe in. Meditate. You got to have something else outside of yourself that you can connect to. Maybe it's nature. Maybe it's books or documentaries. But you need that peace. And I'm big on my peace. Like, I live for my peace. You know? Like, I need that. Like, no money or, like, opportunity. Like, that stuff is great, but mm-hmm. you have all those things, you don't have peace, it's chaos inside.
Right.
And it's not beneficial to a livelihood that you want.